The life of a vicar in the Church of England is not all tabbed collars and taking tea with the ladies of the village. It's a tough job, even a dangerous one, according to the White Collar Union, which represents clergy. Now English vicars are preparing to take on some of the more violent aspects of modern ministry by employing martial arts. Father Tony Bell is a member of the National Executive of the Clergy Branch of the Union, the MSF, that stands for Manufacturing Science Finance. He joins us from Derbyshire in England, where he is the vicar of Alt Hucknall, which is near Chesterfield. The church is called St. John the Baptist. Father Bell, why do vicars need to learn martial arts?
The awful facts of the last few years are that three clergy have been killed being assaulted on their doorsteps. And the awful figure also is that something like 70% have been threatened, certainly have been verbally assaulted. I think if you get desperate people, they'll resort to desperate means. Locally, the Department of Social Security are complaining because Tony Blair's trying to take down their plate glass protection to make them more approachable. And their workers feel very threatened by the idea of desperate people being able to actually get in touch with them. But we open our doors and have desperate people coming to us. And they all vary. Every individual has got his or her own problems.
Is this something that is...
The one that caused the death of one of my colleagues in Liverpool last year was mentally ill, but a very caring priest tried to relate to him.
So explain the idea that that you want to teach people martial arts. Now, how would that help?
I know there's a cartoon image of us sort of being flying around like Ninja Turtles, but it's nothing of that sort. I've already been on one of the courses. Following the death of one of our colleagues in Liverpool, we had a three-line whip by our bishop to go and attend a course run by the local police.
A three-line whip would be essentially a
compulsion for all the clergy to go to this thing.
A demand. You've
yeah,
got to go.
I would say
show
that,
up.
Yeah. In order to show all the signs of the body language of somebody who's about to commit an assault, how to take precautions, the sort of body language we should be projecting to make people more peaceable and less threatening, and also to just take the natural and really plan out what would happen if we were in a position where we were to be threatened. Always have an escape route, have a plan of action. Always, think it out.
Are you looking at some kind of particular training in martial arts, like jiu-jitsu or some other?
I think it would be in terms of simple self-defense. Most of us are middle-aged and beyond. I don't expect we're going to be taking on aggressive young beggars, because that's one of the sorts of assault that's happened when the people have been aggressively begging. And in the end, when they're not getting anything, they resort to threats. We are actually being talked to by somebody who's into Taekwondo. So, I think, yes, if we are getting assaulted, it's as well to know what moves to make when depending on where the threat comes from. But ideally, we do not want to be assaulted in the first place.
Father Tony Bell, thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless.
Father Tony Bell, the vicar of Alt Hucknall in Derbyshire, in England.